This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1963. Lessons from a Sesame Street star, Amar Sabin.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Jessica Beck, and today's featured guest coming to you from Portland, Oregon, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you want to connect to successful creative people? Of course! Today you'll learn 3 questions to ask creatives, and you'll get inspired by Amar, who was on Sesame Street in Saudi Arabia, among many other amazing achievements. Listen up today, guys.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, All Ears English listeners. This is a very special episode, and not because I'm hosting it, because I'm not always here, but we have an extremely amazing guest today. I am so excited for you guys to meet Amar. Amar, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great. So guys, there are so many amazing achievements that I could share with you that Amar has, but I'm going to start with the one I think is the coolest. You were on Sesame Street, correct?
Well, technically, it's called Iftah Ya Simsim in Arabic, which is translates to Open Sesame. But it's the Arabic version of Sesame Street. For people who don't, most of everybody knows, but Sesame has like different productions that they have like around the world. So they have like a German Sesame, there's a Japanese Sesame, there's like Mexican or Argentinian or something. So they have like all these production around the world. We were one of them a few years ago, and we produced like 3 seasons. I was part of 2, and it was amazing.
So this is something I want all of our listeners to think about for a moment, because the fact that we could all be from different countries and grow up with the same show, I know that it's different in every country, of course. It's going to be a different language, but like the values are the same. If you could tell us a little bit about why Sesame Street was a special project to work on for you, because I want to get at this, like, this connection standpoint, right? Because people from all over the world, we were all little kids. We've all seen Sesame Street somehow. What are the values of Sesame Street that you remember connecting to?
I mean, just you know, learning through fantastical characters, learning through imagination, learning through comedy. It all was like grabbing to me. And growing up as a young kid, I think I was like 3 years old when I was watching Sesame Street, and I grew up with these, you know, characters like Cookie Monster and Grover and Kermit the Frog and everybody. And it was fantastic for me to be part of this legacy. Because I grew up with it, and at some point I really thought that that was a world that I can maybe try to enter. And I, like, with my little brain, I thought if I could just open the, you know, the glass shield on the television, maybe I can go into the world that they have.
Oh, I love it.
But eventually I I found my way to Sesame Street and I entered that world. And it was just, I mean, I don't know. It was the highlight of my life, I think.
That's incredible. So before we get to a couple other notable achievements I want to share with you guys about Amar, I want to tell you the purpose of this episode is to try to encourage everyone listening to start more conversations with inspiring, creative people. We are going to talk about three specific questions that you guys can ask an artist, a creative person, someone who maybe you are shy about talking to. What can you talk about when you meet these amazing people? Because we want you to start conversations with people that inspire you. And I know I am inspired by Amar and all that you've achieved. So a couple other things before we get to those questions. You've also written some TV shows. Is that right?
Yes. We have, well, I've written episodes for Iftahya Simsim. I've written six episodes, directed one or two of them. And I did work on some other TV shows, cartoons. Cool. We have like an equivalent to Cartoon Network in the Arab world called Spacetoon.
Oh, rad.
I've written two shows for them. I've written like, we have some of these like famous YouTubers. They also in Saudi, they're called Saudi Reporters. They did a cartoon, four episode cartoon series that I was a part of, I was the lead writer. We wrote together, did some voices, directed, you know, the show. So it's just thrilling. I mean, just from somebody who loves to consume entertainment and animation and comedy to somebody creating that and learning to create it. I still consider myself at the beginning of my career when it comes to this, because I used to be an architect, believe it or not. And then
really,
yes,
I didn't left know that.
Yeah, I left that behind just to go into entertainment. And so I'm learning, and Iftahya Simsim or Sesame Street was like my education, like those three, almost 4 years that I worked there. Mm-hmm. It was like my crash course into entertainment. And at some point I was considering going to like the University of Connecticut or something to get a master's in puppetry or filmmaking and stuff. And my mentor at Sesame, who's a amazing guy, Mr. Marty Robinson. He's a Telly Monster. And
he's famous,
by the way. Yes.
Yeah.
So he told me, Amar, it's like you're doing it. Like you're learning while doing, you know, the thing that you want. There's nothing that a college program will teach you that you're not learning on the job right now. So
just
soak it all in. Try to get as much as you can, and you'll be good. You don't need like a piece of paper that tells people what you can do. It's like just show them what you can do, and you are doing it. And he was so kind enough to send me like a video recommendation that was like, I had to just put it on my Instagram. It's like the first video I pinned it up. It's like,
this is
like something that you cannot buy, you know, somebody of his stature to recommend me to anybody who wants to work with me. And that's my master's certificate. Honestly,
I want to just point out a couple terms that you use that I want our students to catch on to. So to soak it all in, this is a great phrase that's like just absorb, just take in all of this information and all of the lessons around you, right? So anytime you're in a situation that there's a lot going on, sometimes you just have to stop and soak it all in, right? Just observe
like
everything that's happening. Like a sponge, exactly. And then you said he was your mentor, I believe. Mm-hmm. Mentor is an awesome word, guys. Anybody that is usually in your profession that you look up to that can give you career advice. Right? So that's a mentor. Okay, awesome. And then in 2015, you started Saudi Arabia's first podcasting network. Now, the podcasting network, MSTDFR, that doesn't quite roll off the tongue in English. Can you tell me why you chose those letters? Like, where does that name come from?
Well, I mean, I don't think, first of all, we were the first network. I don't know. Maybe we were, but okay. Nobody was counting. But there were a lot of podcasts before we started, years before we started. And we were inspired by other podcasts in Saudi. So I just to point that out. But well, the name...
Yeah, you weren't the first podcast, but the network that you started was the first network, might
have been.
I believe.
It might have been, yes. Official, like, network, maybe. But the name is in Arabic, it's Mustatfir, and okay. It comes from, like, nerd or geek or geekers or nerders or something. I don't know. Of like, because we were inspired by, and we were joking, the first episode, we started the first episode, we didn't have a name for the show, but okay. A lot of us were inspired by an American podcast called The Nerdist.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we were trying to explain to our listeners what we are, what type of show this is. And we were telling mm-hmm. them that we were inspired by The Nerdist. So, and one of us was joking, is like, yeah, so we're the Arabic Nerdists. And right, then right. He used the Arabic kind of translation to Nerdist. So we got have the slang word in Arabic called Dafur, which right. literally translates into like a furnace or something. Oh, okay. And we usually, like, people here in school use that. They use that term to describe kids who are nerds. Because they're okay. like a furnace. They're just on all night, like just reading and studying and, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So that's where it comes from, dafur. So then we turned
cool.
it into like a verb where we're
right.
mustatfirin, or like we're trying to be nerds. We're not really maybe nerds. We're not maybe really geeks, but we're geeking out. And that's yeah. where the word came from. And when we wrote the name, my friend, one of my co-founder of the podcast and the network, he's a technical guy and he's into the internet and all of this, mm-hmm. you know,
he's
stuff.
He's a nerd.
So he is. He's a super nerd. So he's like, you know what? Let's just write it without any vowels to make it easier. So if you're going to say Mustatfir, so is it an M-O or M-U or is right. there an E at the end? He's like, you know what? Just take the vowels out and just keep the main letters. And that's where it came from. So it's weird in English, but it just makes perfect sense in Arabic.
Well, I mean, that's your audience. You're not worried about the English audience when you were thinking of that name. And guys, so I'm going to get to these three questions right now, but
sure.
I just want everybody to listen to that last bit of the interview a few times, because I love how you are able to so clearly explain stuff from your first language in English, the meanings, the slang. And that's something that I want our students to try to do when they're meeting people that are maybe native English speakers. Guys, you can bring in some interesting slang from your first language and explain it in English. Because you know what? We have our own slang to connect to. Like, if you're describing, I love thinking of like nerds as furnaces, because I say we, because I'm totally a nerd. Like, we're always like on fire for very specific nerdy things. And I love that like crossover between the cultures. So guys, what a great example of using your own language and culture to connect to somebody else in English. I love it. Okay. So three questions, guys, for you to start your own conversations with amazing people like Amar. So the first question, super easy. I love when people ask me this personally. So the first question is, what are you working on these days? So this is a great question, right? Because obviously, Amar, you have so many things happening, and when you are on fire about a project, you want to talk about it. So
yes.
Let's see how this goes. All right, Amar, what are you working on these days?
Okay, so I'm publishing my first book. It's a children's picture book.
Cool.
It's called Planet Number 3, and it's about these two aliens who land on Earth. And they land at a house where a teenage girl lives who wants to be a scientist. She lives with her grandfather. Her parents disappeared some time ago. And the whole purpose of this show or book or story is to teach kids about the world through fresh eyes, because they have fresh eyes. They don't know what's going on growing up, and they need some, you know, guidance. And I don't want to talk down to kids. And yeah. I feel like we need to do something that really talks to them and show them through examples. And so we use these two aliens who are puppets that I have also to teach through them. They, the aliens make them as stupid and silly and funny mistakes. So the kids don't have to. So we're doing it as a book. We started as an audio show that was published a few months ago on Storytel. And now we're publishing it as a book. And hopefully at some time in the future, we can do it into like a TV show or a film.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Also, yesterday, I was in Dubai for one day. We had a pitch meeting where we pitched a few film ideas, two of which were my ideas. So I'm trying to get into filmmaking right now.
Awesome.
And hopefully, like we get picked up. And if we do, next 2 years, I'm going to be super busy because I'm going to have to be working on and writing my first feature film.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh! I don't know how you have time for everything.
I also have a 9-to-5 where I work as a creative content director, so we have that going on. I'm producing two shows, trying to produce a third one.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to produce. There's two shows that are in English. One that we've produced, podcast shows. One is called Let's Talk Saudi, and the whole purpose of it is to get people to know us as Saudis, not politics, fantastic. You know, not religion, not all, like just us as people. Knowing other people. And we meet Saudis and non-Saudis living in Saudi Arabia to get, you know, that message across. We tried it out like a few episodes, and now we're trying to look for people to help us, you know, maybe to sponsor or produce the show. There's another show that we're planning on to do, but I can't say too much about it right now.
Where is that show in English available?
Everywhere. You can find it on Apple, on Spotify, I think.
Okay.
Anywhere
so it's another
where
podcast.
Podcasts are available. Yeah. Okay. It's another podcast. We had, I think, 12 episodes or 10 episodes up.
And what's the name of that podcast?
Let's Talk Saudi.
Let's Talk Saudi. Guys, because this is one question that I wanted to end the episode today with, but I'll bring it up now. In meeting people from other countries that maybe you don't know a lot about, and maybe the stuff you see in the news is sort of one-sided, or it's only about politics, or it's only about such and such. Guys, I think the biggest thing is to get to know the people from that country as people, right? But also, there are so many aspects that are amazing and beautiful about every country, no matter where you live. And I really want all of you guys to check out this podcast, Let's Talk Saudi.
Let's Talk Saudi.
Let's Talk Saudi. All right, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that's awesome.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, obviously, guys, his answers to just that first question, we could talk for days because there was so much information. I have 1,000 follow-up questions about everything you just said, but we don't have time for all that.
I want
students to see how just one question could spark an entire hour or more long conversation. Let's get to the second question you could ask. You could say, what are you into right now? Like movies or TV shows? Now, the reason why I love asking creative people this question is because they're also inspired by other creations, right? Like if I like to write, I love to read good writing. You know what I mean? So asking a creative person what they are absorbing, what they're soaking in is a great way to get some recommendations and also to learn more about that person. So Amar, are you binging anything right now? I don't see how you would have time, but any movies or TV shows that you're into right now?
Well, I was a few months ago, but right now I think I got a little busy and I'm not watching anything. But then again, it's like I struggled with this question yesterday, actually. I was filling out something with a group of friends, and one of the questions was, what's your hobbies? Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my wife. It's like everything I like, I'm doing as work. I can't consider it my hobby. So what it's like TV, cartoons, movies. It's like I'm doing it and I'm watching and it's all research, you know, and just learning from it. But I think the one thing that I'm really into right now is philosophy. I love philosophy. I never studied it. I'm not a professional philosopher or anything. I don't know the first thing about it academically, but I love to think in a philosophical manner and, you know, dissect stuff and being devil's advocate and looking at things from a different perspective. So some of the people I know who likes philosophy and have like right minds, my hobby right now is just to sit with them and just have conversations where we just, you know, dive into rabbit holes of, you know, thoughts and you know, just any type of subject. Nothing is off the table, but at the same time, we love to do it in a safe environment where people would not get the wrong idea of what we're trying to do. You're just trying to expand your mind, you know?
Yeah, completely.
So we never do it publicly. It's always like in you know, closed rooms, and we sit together and we do it. And I think I enjoy that the most at the moment.
I love this. I really dabble in philosophy myself off and on. I go through phases, you know, where I'm studying a lot or reading a lot about a certain thing. I think I first got into it. I had like a small book on the Stoics, and I was so fascinated by Stoicism. And guys, if you would like to dabble in philosophy, there's an awesome podcast called Philosophize This that I highly recommend. The dude's amazing. So that's a great way to keep learning as well. And Amar, if you don't know that podcast, you would probably like it. Okay. all right. So here's the last question. And to be honest, guys, this question Amar himself came up with, because I'm like, well, what do you want to be asked? You know? So this isn't like a specific question like the first two, but it is asking for advice. So if we're looking to someone for inspiration, you know, for if you feel stuck in any way in your life, what can you ask this person? Don't be afraid to ask for help, to ask for advice or ideas, right? It doesn't matter if you're not even working in the same field. We can all feel stuck sometimes. And so really talking out loud with someone you admire is a great way to get through that. So Amar, is there anything that has happened in the past year that maybe was a failure, that maybe wasn't a success? And what kind of lesson did you learn from that experience?
Well, yeah, I mean, and this was brought up to me. I was part of a leadership program that I was fortunate enough to be accepted in. And part of the program, they gave each one of us an executive coach to help you with your own, you know, life and projects and stuff like that. And with my sessions, with my coach, he pointed out something to me that through conversation, he didn't really just point it out, but it was like we just arrived to that through conversation, that I was spreading myself too thin, I think, with everything I was trying to do. But more importantly, I didn't have a plan. I'm a person who's spontaneous. I love to do stuff like on a whim. I follow my gut in everything. Like for the past 10 years, I never listened to my brain. It's always my gut. And and a lot of great things happened, but I didn't have, you know, that end goal, that checkered flag that I'm looking at to know where I'm going. So I'm just like, you know, you're just going into different directions, which you can accomplish a lot of things. But once we realize that and we set some goals, and I have a timeline, it's like 2026, this is the list of accomplishments that I need to have. And
that's fantastic.
And like we wrote it down, and we took out whatever is not in my circle of influence, Right. And whatever's in my circle of influence, we kept it in the on a piece of paper. And he's like, okay, fold it up, put it in your pocket, just keep it there. So you're always, on target.
Yes,
and it just put everything into perspective. It's like, totally. I'm still doing whatever I used to do before, but now it's more targeted. It's more focused. And I know what I need to accomplish. So whenever I get an idea of something that's not adding to what it is that I'm supposed to get done by 2026, I know it's like, you know what? I can put this aside. I don't have to do this. I need to do this. So you can do new stuff. You can go on a whim with new ideas. But as long as it's, progressing your journey to get to where you need to be.
And
so definitely. If I'm going to advise anybody who's like me, who has like ADHD and OCD and, a lot of these wonderful syndromes that we have. So challenges, yes. It really helps when you have something that you can aim for. So
definitely
try to put in. And it's not just one goal. It's like, for me, it's like, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want this. And all of these has to be done by a certain year. And I still have that piece of paper in my pocket a year later. And
that's amazing.
Keep forgetting that it's there. And it's like, what is this piece of paper? And I open it up. It's like, oh, it's my goals. It's like, okay,
I'm going to put it back. Guys, I love this advice. And I 100% agree. It is so worthwhile to sit down and really think about your goals and your plans, right? Have a direction, because there are a billion different things we could do, so many different choices. And if we don't have a plan, then oftentimes we're just digging shallow holes. We're just creating a little bit of progress in a bunch of random areas, but none of it is really coming together. And it also has to do not just with ultimate achievements, but with motivation. Mm-hmm. I think if we know why we're doing something, we're a lot more motivated to do it, right? Because not every step in the process is fun. Not every step is like, I'm so happy I made this choice, but they're necessary. So if you keep that ultimate goal in mind, like learning a new language, right? Like learning English, keep that ultimate goal in mind. Why are you learning? Not just like, I want to be fluent. Okay, but why? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As adults, we need the why. All right. Where can people find you online and start following you? Because there are so many amazing things that you're working on. Where can we get that information? How can we follow you?
The best place to find me is on Instagram. My account is THIRTIWAN 31, spelled like Obi-Wan from Star Wars.
I love it so much.
But that's where it's like, if whenever I have time to post anything, that's where you can find me. And if you need to get in touch with me, you can just send me a direct message. I usually, get back to you sometime, but I don't like these messages. If it's a real serious question and somebody wants something, I definitely do. If it's an ad or you're telling me to,
nobody's going to send you that for me. Don't worry, Mark. We have our listeners are better than that. So definitely, guys, follow Amar on Instagram, 31, THIRTIWAN, spelled like Star Wars. So definitely follow him on Instagram. And Amar, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really hope that we have inspired our listeners to connect to amazing people in English. And good luck with your 1,000 different projects.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on the show. I enjoyed this.
Awesome. Our pleasure. All right. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.